Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back. Nice little piece there in front of that song. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Check out the poll question. Brand new question this week. In fact, the question is all about price power, pricing power. Do you have the pricing power? Do you have the ability to keep up with inflation? When you get price increases that are starting to squeeze your profit, can you pass any of that along to your customers? We want to know about that. We'd like to know what you think. So check that out. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. And don't forget, check out the video. We'll have a brand new video up this week, too. Pat Sigmund is our guest, one of our good friends, longtime Brain Trust member, great member of our management expert team. And she's the author of Six Steps to Creating Profit. Pat, tell us how we can find you, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
David, like the man's name, DavidAdvisoryGroup.com. And tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, my book is there, Six Steps to Creating Profit. And you'll connect to Amazon, and there it is.
All right, so check it out. And so what we're talking about, folks, is how to make sure that the decisions you make today, where you're trying to be generous, you're trying to be fair to your employees, to the key members of your team, you're trying to set something up that will make that makes them want to stay, makes them feel rewarded for their performance, but that over time, over 5 or 10 years, doesn't turn into a monster that eats your company alive. And then, you know, then out in the out years there, Pat, you got to call them in the office and say, hey, this can't continue like this. I didn't realize how this thing can get out of hand. I'm not going to be able to continue to pay you like this. You got to understand that. And that person's either going to leave or they're going to have bad feelings, aren't they?
Yeah. And I myself have had people leave with things that just went crazy. Situations that you set up, loaning people money that they could never pay back,
right.
All kinds of things that you don't think out in a business fashion. You're using emotions to, you know, answer a situation, and it doesn't work.
Every small business owner that I know, everyone that I know cares about their employees like their family.
Mm-hmm.
And if they get into a bind, they want to help them.
Yeah.
It makes us feel good. We want to do it for the right reasons, but you have to blink. You have to think about it for a second and say, okay, am I helping or am I being codependent? Right?
Yeah. I did it. I lent someone money so that they wouldn't have to go on disability and have mm-hmm. less income. And a year later, the person just absolutely could not pay the money back and quit.
Right. Yeah.
So I didn't sue them for the money. Like, mm-hmm. That's another situation. What mm-hmm. are you going to do about it? So mm-hmm. you lost it. You shouldn't have given. I shouldn't have given it in the first place.
you got to be real careful. And I mean every small business gets hit by, at some point in time, by some employee who says, "Hey, boss, I need an advance or whatever." And the money loaning should really probably just be like, you know, unless you know it's an emergency or something, you know, an illness or whatever, the money loaning really shouldn't be part of the equation, should it? You can advance against pay, but loaning money is probably not a good idea, is it?
No, and even when it's an emergency, for the person I loaned the money for, it was a horrible emergency. It was mm-hmm. like, you know, a health reason.
Right.
It sounded like something you should do, but it ruined the business relationship because it just...
Well, you know what you got to do. You got, in those cases, you just got to say, you know what, I invested in that person, and I did the right thing, and you move on.
Yeah, that's how it is. And similarly with compensation plans, what appears to be good and appears to be, you know, you can't test it enough. Like, you could call peers across the country that aren't directly next to you, but if there's a way to create a scam, it will naturally happen with people. And, you know, I have people that are paid for billable hours, and when I researched someone once, they were doing two and three things at a time.
Right. Well, so, and also that could get you upside down with customers.
Exactly.
If never mind your own situation. What if a customer catches your employee trying to pad their own bill, and it's at the customer's expense?
It's all yes. And
yeah.
Fixing it when you find it is okay. You can fix it. You can create, you know, you can fix the invoices and the time that they
right.
build. But you don't always find these things.
I want to come back quickly though to one thing I want to say, Pat, about the thing about being nice to your employees, trying to help them out. I hate to sound cynical here, folks. And I'm not saying it's this way all the time, but don't do something nice for your employee and think that that's going to automatically every time engender extra loyalty from them.
No.
I know that sounds cynical, but but more times than not, it won't. So don't set yourself up for that disappointment. I'm not saying don't do the nice thing. I'm just saying don't expect a lot in return. What do you think, Pat?
Yes, I mean, of course, after 30 years, I am cynical also.
Yeah. But you still should do the right thing, folks, because we're small business owners. That's what we do. Hey, Pat, give us the website again quickly, please.
DavidAdvisoryGroup.com.
Pat, you're the best. Thanks for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Pat Sigmon, Sigmon. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.